Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Gene, I want to talk about making God's truth attractive. Men need to do that, don't we? And women need to do that, but talk about that.
Yeah, that next quality, which is translated respectable, is one of the most fascinating kind of word picture words.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek term for respectable is kosmios. And it's easy to remember that Greek word because we also get our English word cosmetics. So you can see the correlation, kosmios, cosmetics. And the verb sometimes, kosmeo, is translated to adorn. And again, you see the relationship to cosmetics. And so basically, the word, if you take the application, and it also then is translated respectable, it simply means that our lives are to be like cosmetics to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're to live in such a way that it makes God's truth attractive. And that's why the word respectable. And to me, that is just one of the most fascinating concepts because it's in the, that is one of the greatest ways we build a good reputation is we develop respect.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can see how all of these qualities are interrelated as
mm-hmm.
well.
I do see that.
But that's a fascinating one, and I share the story relative to that in the book where when we lived in Wheaton, Illinois, I was teaching at Moody Bible Institute, and I moved into a home that I bought from a preacher, relatively new home, and lo and behold, the neighbors were all mad at me. It was guilt by association. I couldn't figure out what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Well, he bought this home. He built this home in this new community. He was only about 3.5 years old when I bought it. I looked out, and I soon found out why the neighbors were upset. He never mowed his lawn properly. When he did, he left hay piles.
Mm-hmm.
He never dealt with the dandelions. And when the winds would come, it'd blow all the seeds right onto the neighbor's lawns. He never put any shrubs outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, where wind breaks.
Sure.
And I thought, these people, they found out that I am in the ministry.
Mm.
Because this guy was in the ministry, there were barriers in that neighborhood. And you know how I broke them down? I went out, rolled up my sleeves, dug holes, planted trees, planted shrubs, got rid of the dandelions. And within weeks, I had changed the whole image of how people viewed us in that neighborhood. And so I used that illustration to say, here's a man of the cloth, end quote,
mm-hmm.
who was not respected in that community. He was too busy doing God's work. He forgot to do God's work, and that is, if he lived in that community, he should choose to live by the standards of that community. And that was a great lesson for me in terms of, you know, what it really means to be respectable. So you can take that one to the bank and apply it in many, many different situations in terms of how we live our lives.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.